Silas Yeshar. So the truth is they translate it as the path of the just. Just, Yesharim.
Everything in here? Everything?
Yes. Yesharim is just. Yonatan, you come? You come to him? Come, let's go. Okay, what does it mean, Mesilas Yesharim? So the truth is, there's a very interesting Ramban. Ramban says that Chumash Bereishis is called Sefer HaYashar. Ramban. Why? Because the others were Yesharim. It was Yashar. What does the word Yashar mean? Straight. Straight in relevance to what?
Life.
So let me tell you something interesting. There you go. The Rambam learns that in life a person has to be Midah HaMemutza.
What?
Yashar means straight. The minute you deviate a tiny drop, you know what a person thinks to themselves? Okay, I'm in the right. Okay, but I'm a little off. So let me ask you, ever see you go on a road? Yeah. And you took the wrong turn. It's not so bad. It's just a little. You know what the problem with that is? It just keeps on going and going. And the more you go on this little deviation, you get lost. Yashar means... they translate it as just. I don't know if Yashar means just. Yashar means straight. Mesilas Yesharim. Life is about twists and turns. So how do you go straight when life is... when life is twisting and turning... how do you go Yashar? I want to tell you something interesting. Do you know that a person who needs glasses, what is the root of glasses? You know why we have glasses? Do you have any idea why we have glasses? Why do people wear glasses? What? No, what happens? When a person is born, a little tiny curve in the pupil of the eye. It's minute. And that's why as he grows, he gets bigger, so the eye, and then it turns more and more. That's why it gets worse. Oh, you didn't know this?
But is it like coincidence?
So they have the corrective surgeries.
But you could ruin it as you get older. Like.
That's not, it's a very simple thing. You can look it up. It's not my chiddush.
But if a person, he reads more and reads more and reads more, his eyes get eventually destroyed from that, no? They get worse and worse.
You know what the funniest thing I've noticed? That the greatest tzaddikim don't wear glasses, ever, period. They never have problems with their eyes.
Interesting. I revalue you.
I've always noticed it. I've noticed it.
Rav Chaim
Kershner doesn't wear glasses. Rav Shteyman did not wear glasses.
Rav Moshe
did not wear glasses.
Rabbi Vadia.
Rav Moshe did not wear glasses. Ever, period.
He's an older person. All the people they wear ring glasses. He's wearing the Rambam.
It's the most unbelievable thing to watch.
So it has no connection?
It doesn't make sense because I was by the doctor. And you know what the doctor tells me? You're 10 years too late, he tells me. I understand. Where were you for 10 years? You're whatever age. I'm just telling you. You should have been needing, everyone needs reading glasses at that age. Who doesn't need reading glasses?
So the Arm Halchim is called the Arm Halchim, let's say.
No, it's fine. But the point that I'm trying to bring out is.
Exactly what you say. The midos affect the vision.
Right, it's Dover Pasha. When the eyes are healthy, it's a very simple thing. It's very simple. And what does it take? All it takes is a tiny, and the moment you go, it sends you, as you get older. Midot Rabbeisa is the same thing. Midos is the same thing. A guy, when he's born, all it takes is a small bad midah, a little anger, a little, and that, as he gets old, if he doesn't correct his vision, or correct his neshama, that bad midah is going to get worse and worse. Kina, for example. Kina starts as a small little kernel, and what happens is, as you get older, it's like a cancer, it just grows. And if you don't catch it early, it spreads. It's just the way. Everything in refuah, physical, it is a mirror to the spiritual. It's the same thing, physical and spiritual. Yeah. I want to tell you an interesting piece of Tanakh with a Gemara. You know what the Tanakh says? When Shmuel came to Yishai, one of your boys is going to be the next Melech of Yisrael. Line them up. Line them up. Line them up. Yishai lined up every single one of his children besides for David. Because he had no, even the wildest, that David is the guy that's going to be the next Melech. Who, David? David was considered an outcast. David was considered Mamzer.
Reject.
Mamzer. Rus, second wife. Not Roy Lover, but Kal. You're aware of this, right? The Maral speaks, why is it that Mashiach comes from David, who's reject, which is originating from Tamar, which is reject. Tamar was Al Aim Haderech, and Rus and Tamar are the two mothers of Mashiach. You want to explain it to me? And the answer is, that's the point. It has to come from and sprout out Matzmiach Yeshua. Something, you know, when you put something into the ground, it rots before it grows. You know that? It rots before it grows. Morale is very busy with this. And I'm not going to go into it in great length because it's not the point of the shir. The point of the shir is that his own father, David's own father, had no respect or appreciation or acceptance of David HaMelech.
And he himself was a tzaddik, right? He was a righteous.
That's the whole point. Big tzaddikim, I like
so
that.
Crazy.
Big tzaddikim in this world, because it doesn't really match this world and tzaddikim. No, it's not. It's not a good shit.
No, I'm just like I'm trying to say that his abba was a tzaddik.
I'm telling you, big tzaddik.
But everyone has to know that don't think that the people around you are going to recognize your gambos.
No,
you have to know yourself.
No, you have to know you're very strong with yourself. Bottom line, let's get back to this. What happened was they lined them up. Yeah. And Shmuel, the Navi, you know, Shmuel the Navi was able to tell Shaul where his lost donkeys were. You know that?
Where his
lost donkeys were. How did Shaul, who became the king, how did he meet up with Shmuel? He came to ask him about his donkeys. My father lost his donkeys. And that was what the Navi used to do. He used to say, you guys would love it. He would walk around.
Tripping.
It's over there. It's in New Jersey. Oh, it's in Minneapolis. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Super Bowl. Excuse me. Okay, yeah? Unbelievable. So Shmuel the Navi was able to see. And you know what a Navi really is? It's called a Tzaifa. You know what a Tzaifa is? It's another name for a Navi. V'hu HaTzaifa. When Shaul comes, it says that Shmuel was the Tzofeh. What's a Tzofeh? From far, scopes. Maral explains, I'm sorry, the Malbim explains that you know when someone's on a very high tower, he's able to see very far. The Navi was on a very high level. He was higher up and he was able to see everything. Oh, there's your donkeys. Now, this same Shmuel, when he lines up the children of Yishai, he goes, this is it. Neged Hashem Mashiach. Here I am. I'm in front of the appointed, anointed king. You know what Hashem told him in his heart? A nevuah right on the spot. Wrong guy. Al tabet el marehu. Don't look at his external, physical, external, what you see. Whoa! Now, of course, he wasn't just a good-looking guy.
Who are you talking about?
One of the children of Yishai, Shmuel stands there and he looks and he goes, this is him.
Nope.
This is the king. This is who Hashem sent me here to anoint. Hashem says, no! Him? Him I hate.
We know their names?
Kimiasti, yeah, it's in the pasuk. Kimiasti.
Okay.
Ugh! You know, stay a fuck.
Well, Gavav, okay.
Crazy.
What? You told me the Shmuel couldn't. Shmuel. Ha'adam yirelei na'ayim. Ve'elokim yirala le'vav. Man could only see external. But the Rabbi Nishlailam sees deep, 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 wow. deep, deep in the heart. And this is not what I'm looking for. Al Tabit El Marayu. Oh, look at him. Now, when you say externally, you think externally what we think externally?
No, not really. Externally.
And when you think externally, like we understand the guy's personality, it's got to be a lot deeper. He was the Shmuel. Shmuel! Shmuel was able to drag, to what he called, dive into someone's neshama. You know, I once told you that when I met Bavasali, Of course I've met him.
Wow, his fingers.
I never told you the Bavasali story. Really? I never told you the Bavasali.
Wow, was a crazy story out of him?
Afafua. Afafua. Here we go. Bavasala story. Tell to you in short because I'm tired and we also have to. Okay. The story with the Bavasali is that when I went to Israel. When I went to Israel. Yeah. I learned in the Mir Yeshiva. I made up my mind. I'm not leaving Yeshiva no matter what. I sit in Yeshiva morning, night, day, breakfast, lunch, supper. I don't leave Yeshiva. Because if you go to Israel and you start running around, you can run. You can be busy doing nothing all day and the mitzvahs and stuff. You're not gonna learn a word. My grandfather used to put on my mother's father used to put on tefillin on all the sick people in the hospitals, the old age homes, and he was begging me to come with him. Rogel, my mother's father. One day I'll tell you the story behind that, why he used to do it. Bottom line is, he wanted me to come with him. First, he wanted to be proud to show me what he does. I said, Saba, I can't. I made up a condition. I come to Israel, there's no running around mitzvahs. It's not going to happen. He would sit on top of me because Baruch Hashem is a real Israeli and does take no for an answer. So he was standing on top of me and pushing. I said, you know what? It's the Shalom Kibbutz Avim. He pushes so much. I said, Saba, one time. It's a one-time thing. I'll go. Give you one Sunday. Oh, he was so happy. Kids, I met up with him in Shari Tzedek, in Beit Vagan. I come in there. He puts me on this white jacket. Bitnadev, volunteer. We go to the rooms. Okay, now. He comes into every room and he starts badgering the guy to put on tefillin. Yeah, but some people are sick and tired. They didn't want to. They're not feeling well. He don't take no for an answer. He's bad. And me, I'm a sweetie. I'm not going to. I said, the guy doesn't want to. Leave him alone. What do you want from him? Leave the guy alone. You know what I mean? Okay. One of them, he starts begging, telling the guy he should put on the film. The guy says, oh, he doesn't want. He's laying there. He doesn't want. So after like 3-4 minutes of bothering the guy, he says, Lama Talarutza. You know what the guy tells? You know what he tells him? You might die soon. That's what he tells him. You might die soon. Why did you put on the film? And I'm thinking, what are you saying? How do you talk? I'm an American. As American, I couldn't even master you talk to somebody like that. He says, "B'shom Avi doesn't want." So my grandfather asks him, "Lama Talorotze?" You know what he said? "Ani Aravi, ani b'chalal lo Yehudi. What do you want from me? I'm an Arab. What do you want from my life? What do you want from me?" The guy was being courteous. He was saying, "He didn't want to say. He said, 'I don't want.' That's all. You don't want to be disrespectful. He's an Israeli. He's in a Jewish hospital. Ani Aravi, ani b'chalal lo Yehudi. What do you want from my life?" You know, my grandfather said, "Ah, Sheya Muti." He's giving a whole speech that you might die. He turns to me, "Ah, Sheya Muti."
In front of his face?
Okay, bottom line is, after the second and third floor, my grandfather tells me, "Okay, you'll do the rooms on the right and I'll do the rooms on the left. Okay. I was finished right away because the minute the guy said no, it was no and finished. I finished my rooms in minutes, you know. Most of them didn't want to, whoever wanted, and that was it. He was to bother the guy till the guy said yes. So I'm waiting outside for him over there. And all of a sudden, it becomes hectic and tumble quickly. And I see something's happening. I don't know, like I thought maybe a bomb scare. Who knows? One of these, everybody's running and coming. All of a sudden, a guy on a bed. Yeah, sitting, yeah. No, he was laying. In the meantime, he was laying, wearing a turban. And they're running and they're coming and they're bringing him to a room. And I'm looking, I got a turban. I never saw it. It's an interesting looking, you know. I said, you know, he looks just like Bava Sali. I don't know, the pictures, the book, I don't know, you know. My grandfather comes out of the room, and I tell my grandfather, I said, Saba, ani choshev she Bava Sali nitsa. Merkana Temple. He used to call me the American idiot, you know. Merkana Temple.
No, Temple means a jerk.
Temple, no, Temple is a fool. It's not a jerk.
No, that's tipesh.
No, Temple is this. Merkana Temple is this. Okay, yeah.
Tipesh
is a, okay, shh. Okay, Temple. He's a Merkana Temple. He says, Minitivot po. He's from the Tivot. He's going to travel here for a hospital. Mm-hmm. He's, there's so many more closer hospitals for. I told him, Saba, I tell you, nobody looks like that. I never saw anybody looking like that, you know, with the whole, you know, the. It didn't take 3 minutes, I'm telling you. I was talking to him, and all of a sudden, the chaylim from all the floors came running. That was Sali, a bracha. The line was unbelievable, unbelievable line. Yeah. So I turned to my grandfather, I said, Ani oda tembel, I'm still the idiot, you know, and I'm still a tembel. We're going in, he says. I said, there's a whole line of people. There's a whole line of people, right? There's a whole line of people. Are you going to get in? He's Israeli, you know, he's going to get in. Not Dev, he's a volunteer. They can't stop. They have to open the door for him. He's a volunteer. He knocks on the door. The guy with the long beard is Gabbai Asaf, I think his name was. He opens the door, yeah. He says, not letting anybody in. My grandfather says, not Dev, he was showing like it's hospital. You know, I was wearing the white coat. We were all wearing the white. He lets us in. Okay. My grandfather walks over to him and starts bothering him. Now, what did I see? He was sitting with his legs crossed, no socks, blue pajamas. They put up the bed about, I would say, this high. It was higher than, it was all like chest high. It was. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting with his leg crossed, looking across the room ahead. And I'm like, it's the most unbelievable sight to see. I can't explain. You know how they sit with the legs crossed? You know the.
Oh, with the back straight? Though.
Back straight, legs crossed, sitting up.
It's like a monk.
Yeah, like you do
yoga. Yoga. Yeah. He was sitting like that, yeah, and he was looking across. And my grandfather runs over to him. He's talking to him, and he's talking and telling about his tefillin, whatever he's doing. Me, I looked and I go, could you imagine? Yeah, imagine. He probably is able to see if someone's neshama. You know how embarrassing it is? It must be so embarrassing to. And I said, I have to chew. And then I thought to myself, could you imagine? I'm embarrassed in front of a boss of a dumb human being. Imagine when Hashem sits there and he sees everything deep in your neshama. I was doing tshuva like you never saw. You have no idea. I was like, and I was a great boy. You know, don't get me wrong. Say yeshiva day and night. I was thinking, who knows what he's seen on. My grandfather finishes talking to him. And all of a sudden, he looks at me. And I'm standing shivering almost. I was terrified. And I still remember till today that the pachad I had. And he had these long fingers. Long. Tells me to come to him like this. I almost couldn't move. And I come to him on the side of the bed, and he tells me, just put my head down. He tells me like this, to put my head down. I put my head down. And I don't know what he was in Arabic, he was going on, and I don't know what he was saying. I have no idea what he was saying, okay? And I'm thinking, wow, tshuva and tshuva and eidish, and I'm mamish, I'm telling you. It was 2-3 minutes of whatever he was saying, the 2 minutes I would say, okay. And we left. My grandfather's all proud of himself that he, okay. The Gabbai comes running out afterwards, yeah. Now, I'm not going to tell you the rest of the story in public. Maybe the Talmidim, some of them know the rest of the story.
No, you got to tell us how it
went.
Is it going to work?
So he asks, who are you? Who are you? So my grandfather starts saying who he was and what he's doing. He says, not you. He wanted to know who I was. So I told him, walk in this. He says, oh. He says, what the Bava Sali said was that I come from a tremendous lineage of Talmid Chacham, and my neshama is a very heich neshama. And then he's whatever, and whatever. The rest is not that important to you. The point is, he was saying nice things, all right? Okay. I walked away thinking to myself, first of all, the fear I had by him being able to see through me a little bit, okay? Second thing I had was that look at this, what are the chances of me getting a bracha from Bavis? Nothing. Zero. But because I helped my grandfather that day, punk that day, he was in the hospital and bite that's from the Tivos and bite for God. Okay? I learned a tremendous lesson, all right? How Hashem runs the world and you get paid back. Bottom line, if Bavis Salih is able to see, can you imagine what Shmuel was able to do? Shmuel. And he couldn't catch on to this problem that this Ben Yishai, the son of Yishai, was no good. And not no good. No good that Hashem hates him. What was it? So Chazal say, what's Kimi asked to you? Because he got angry at David. There was a story that when they were at war, the brothers were at war. Right? They were fighting. They were soldiers. The mother of David, the mother of these people, sent David with food to the front lines. They didn't respect David. So they screamed, what are you doing in the war? It's not, you know, they looked at, get out of here. Go away. Go back home. Because of that, there was a bad midah. And Hashem said, I see it in his neshama, this midah of kas or gaiva or something, and whatever this thing, whatever you want to define it. And because of that, he's not fit to be the Melech HaYisrael. It's a Gemara. It's a first Rashi. It's open Rashi. Asks Reb Shmuel, asks Reb Shalom Shvadron. Ask Reb Shalom Shvadron. The story of David happened later. It happened after the story. So how could we say now, Kimi Astiu, about something that happens later? Something's missing. The story that we're saying he's no good because of what happened way after the story.
His midot were already there.
And the Teretz is the midah. That little thing was already there. That little thing. And that's why Shmuel couldn't even detect it. It was something deep, deep, deep in the neshama.
Wow.
Something real deep in the neshama. You listening? Listening. Something real deep in the neshama. And that's Adam Yirelei Nayim. You can't detect it. I can detect that little one thing. And what happens with that little one thing? Now, what does Yisharim mean? So there's a beautiful, beautiful tefillah of Chana. Chana asks about Shmuel himself. What do I want? I don't want him not tall, not short, not big, not there, not there. I want him what? Yasha. Middle. Straight. That's what it says, clearly. Yeah. What's the taitz of Yashar? You have to understand. Yashar might be the hardest thing. You know, when you go to one extreme, so it's easy because you don't have to balance. And it's when you're on a tightrope, that balance act is unbelievable. You got to walk a straight line. What happens if you're on a tightrope and you swerve a little bit? So what do you say, big deal? What do you say, big deal? Yeah, it's going to be a very big deal. Sefer HaYashar, the others were called Yesharim. Why? They balanced Hashem with Adam, with Chesed. It's a tremendous balance to be able to... And that they balanced, sometimes they had to get angry, and sometimes they had to be loved. That's called Yesharim. And how does that happen? Only through Torah. The only way that a person could reach it, you could talk stories and ethics from today till tomorrow. You could talk all from how to and how to. Yeah? They can't do it. It's impossible. You know, there's a very nice pshat that I heard on Shabbos, which I think is so beautiful. It's so emet. You know, when Hashem wanted to give the Torah, he went to all the nations. What does he say to the nations? You want the Torah? They said, give us a sample. Hashem said, don't kill, don't adultery, don't do. Aseres HaDibros. No, we're not interested. Tell me something, but they anyway have to keep it. I said, they anyway have to keep all this.
It's the B'nai Noach laws?
Yeah, it's the B'nai Noach laws. So what did they gain from saying we don't want it?
That's a good point.
Imagine a guy says, we want a bagel for lunch. No, thank you.
Questions.
But you're anyway eating the bagel for lunch. No, but it's okay, I don't want it. But you anyway have to. This is what we're serving for lunch, right? It's okay, no thank you. What do you mean no thank you? You need to eat it. This is lunch. It's a great question, no? Like Sirtzach, like Sinav, you have to end it. And the answer is, of course, for society, B'nai Noyach, they have to keep laws. But their like Sirtzach and our like Sirtzach, a whole different thing. By us, it's not about what we have to do and not have to, it's who we become. We can't be. Torah means you can't be a Ritzayach. Not you can't do Ritzicha. You can't be a Ritzayach. A guy can't do Ritzicha. You wonder if he's a Ritzayach? Usually. Get him the wrong... Embarrassed. That's exactly what I was getting to. Get him at the wrong day, he'll kill you. He'll kill you. There's no backing down on that. Yeah? Getting to the Super Bowl. You knew I was going to Super Bowl you. Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Yeah. So let's just talk about the Super Bowl. You have the Eagles and the Patriots. Eagles. And they're killing each other. And they're beating each other. And they're running over each other. And they're stampling over each other. And one guy wins and the other guy loses. It's unbelievable, huh? You know, this is exactly the point of Ritzicha, really. Ritzicha is really that, but they cover it over. They put a what do you call it, a gloss over it.
It's a
game. No. They put a beautiful picture. What do you call it? They kosher it. It's very good. It's in the sport. It's sport. Yeah. Deep down, it's about bad meters. There's a lot of bad. It's about beating up the other guy and breaking the other guy and smashing the other guy. Huh? Smashing the other guy. You know who's an eagle? Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's diamond and eagle. Kinesha Yael, Kina Gazel of Yerachi. We have miles of an eagle too. You know what it is? Kal Kinesha.
Yes.
Tell me, do we have patriots? Sure. Gibor Kari, of course. But tell me something. When we did last night, eagle and patriot, did we kill each other?
No, we had Yashar.
We did Yashar. Something completely different. He likes that. The eagle and the patriot.
I don't even know
Trust me, I don't know either. And it might sound very funny. And probably people are laughing, what's he talking about? But I know a little bit. I know about Minneapolis.
It's a place in the world.
It's Minneapolis. You know who Annapolis?
Minneapolis.
Apple is Klal Yisrael. Ketapua ba'atze ayar. Kendaidi ben abanai. So you know where the big Apolis was? In the Beis Medrash. Together with the Nesher and the Patriot. The Nesher and the Patriot.
You gotta learn how to learn a
bit. No, Apolis is the Gemara. Ketapua ba'atze ayar. The Gemara says clearly, Klal Yisrael is like Ketapua. So mini Apolis. But big Apolis was where? In the Beis Medrash. Huh? I said this about the eagle and the patriot. Together, we were able to. We didn't have to kill each other. The eagle didn't have to kill the patriot. The patriot didn't have to kill the eagle.
You can be an announcer.
Both are winners. You don't have winners and losers. Over there, both were losers, and here we both are winners. The bottom line is, Loi Sirtzach changes a person. Yeah. Mesilas Yesharim. They're called Yesharim. That's essence who they were, Yashar, the Midas, to be able to have a harmony of Midas, and that's only through Torah. That's what happens through Torah, the harmony of Midas. The Gemara says that the Ger wanted to learn Torah on one foot. So what did he tell him? Adesani lach l'chaver chalei sabit. Why don't you tell him? After Reacha Kamaicha, what do you tell him about this? Tell him why the reverse. Ramban learns because it's not possible after Reacha Kamaicha. It can only be the reverse, that I can't do to you what I don't want, but to love you like I love myself. Ramban brings it down literally, after Reacha Kamaicha. So what's the answer? Very simple. Before you're a ger, before you learn Torah, it's only Madasani Lach L'Chaver Chalei Sabit. It's right. Legal rights, don't, you know, you shouldn't do to somebody what you don't want to do for yourself. It's only right. Afterwards, what does it become? The Haftar. And that's the difference between Torah and not Torah. That's what he was telling him. He was telling you, know, one of the difference between learning and not learning is the difference between Madasani Lach and the Haftar. That's what switches. Madasani lach. Don't do it. It's not fair. It's not right. It's not legal. It's not bad. And what happens with Torah? Comes a havtah. Because even your hergeshim, your emotions become yisharim. You hear what I just told you? Till now, your behavior, yes, shav mitzvah bnei noach is yasher. It's right. So let's see. The path of the just. I don't like the word just. The path of the righteous man, not of the just. Some people.
Is that even the emotions to get the emotions?
Exactly. It's not about right or wrong. It's about that even your tuna, your what you feel is yasher. You got it? This is Mrs. Yasharim Ashri Yashim Vesecha. Oid Yalaluchas. Give me an example.